So there seems to be two separate things that are being talked about. One is authentic accessibility issues, and the other is frivolous lawsuits. I mean, is that fair to say?
I think one of the comments that was most striking in today's conversation was the fact that many people in the ADA community certainly also feel that many of these lawsuits may be frivolous and that may give them a bad name. However, we never want to discourage people from not complying with the ADA laws. What we really want to do, what our goal is to really help businesses understand what their responsibilities are in order to come into compliance with ADA, to help improve their accessibility of their services to all patrons in San Francisco, but also to help protect them a little bit against some of the lawsuits that we have been seeing across the city.
The city is in communication with businesses, as you were talking about, in licensing and renewing permits. Is there opportunity there to be even more proactive in educating the business community?
We know that in order for the message to get out and to really educate and inform businesses of what the resources are and what the responsibilities are, will take a concerted effort that will take more than one day, 2 days, or one mailing or two mailings. We are hoping that we're going to be able to piggyback off of some of the natural processes that we already have in place to notify business owners in order to provide this added information so that people are aware of what their responsibilities and role is. We're hoping that with some of the efforts of some of the supervisors that we will also be able to go door-to-door to merchant corridors and really let our merchants know what some of the rules are and to help provide them with the resources they might need to address some of these issues should it happen.
So how significant is this? How significant of an issue for small businesses in the city?
Well, we've seen recently some businesses that have had to close their doors because they've been hit with a lawsuit that they can't afford to pay for the repairs, or that the repairs would be such that they're no longer able to operate their business. And so it is a very significant issue for many of the businesses. I think especially during this economic time when people are really struggling to hang on to their businesses and really hoping that the economy turns around, an added lawsuit really hurts that prospect.